Hi, my name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 7th of August, 2009, and it's 6:20 in the morning. If you could state your name and your age and where you're from.
Hi, Alex. My name's Joanne Worley, also commonly known as Bob. My age is 36. And I'm from Devon.
When did you initially hear about the project?
I think I heard about it through the press.
Okay. And how did you feel when you found out you got the place? What went through your mind?
Well, it's interesting, kind of the process of being put in for it, because I wasn't going to go for it at all. I was going to kind of observe and very interested in seeing the opportunities that it kind of opened up, kind of being up there. And a colleague at work said, why aren't you entering? And I said, I was horrified. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I couldn't possibly. What happens if I get chosen? Mm-hmm. It's quite a daunting thing. What happens if I was one of those? And of course.
Here we are.
Absolutely. And I am still horrified.
Yeah. Could you go in more depth about maybe your fears and expectations of what?
I think it's good to have plenty of fears and no expectations.
Okay.
So I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also it's a kind of very exciting,
mm-hmm.
and it's an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be kind of seen across the world, on the internet, on television.
Yeah.
Not that I'm interested in kind of being seen in that way, not in the way kind of other people are, which is very interesting to watch.
And do you see it as some kind of challenge towards yourself, you know, getting up there, like you said, being exposed?
I see it like some sort of kind of surrender. I'm kind of very interested in kind of what will happen to my body once I get up there. I mean, one of those ways that I've kind of negotiated that is I'll be blindfolded kind of throughout my hour. Also kind of connected with the idea of Gormley's blind light with the in kind of the box with the vapor, where you kind of lose sense of sight and orientation in the space. So I've kind of taken that idea. So that's kind of one my moment of surrender, is to be blindfold.
So I'm getting a sense. So could you tell us a little bit about your background? Are you a practicing artist yourself?
I am indeed. Yes, I have a collaborator. The two of us work together. We've worked since 1992, and we make site-specific performance pieces.
Could you talk just a little bit about?
Of course, yes. We're very interested in what French sociologist Marc Auger calls non-aces, which are car parks, shopping malls, motorway service stations. And we kind of engage in performance. It's sometimes very small, sometimes it's not like this. It's not kind of out there and kind of framed, contextualized in this way. Sometimes it's very easy to miss our performance. And other times it's kind of quite large and quite evident. One of our pieces, we got married in a motorway service station. We renewed our wedding vows, which was obviously a big event. And there's a connection between that piece and kind of being on the plinth today, in that I'm going to wear my wedding dress as well. So there's that idea of being kind of wedded to the other projects, wedded to my collaborator, obviously the person that I work with, and my husband, but also wedded, interesting in a way, to Gormley and kind of his work, because this I find it very difficult to extract myself from the idea that although all these individual people are going to be on the plinth, it is under his name, so we are wedded to him.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's very interesting, and I was intrigued by kind of his comments that it's the most difficult piece that kind of he's done so far, it has the possibility to undercut everything else that has come before in his work, and that's very interesting. It's a relinquishing, it's a surrender. It's putting kind of the work out there, but in a way, it will always be his piece. It can never be my piece, or the person who's going on at 8 o'clock or 9, or next week. It will never. Although it's kind of in the press, it's been framed, contextualized as for the people.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. I think it remains very much about him and his work, and I understand the difficulties of that.
That's interesting. This kind of going off. What would you say is important in your life? If you had to kind of give us, it can be anything.
What's important in my life? Goodness, that's a wide question. To be able to kind of push myself and make work and statements like this, not necessarily in such a brave and kind of evident way on the plinth, but kind of in small ways, in every single day, to kind of push yourself. And that might be through performance, that might be through kind of very small ways, but just kind of smiling to a stranger on a street. But that's important to me, yeah, to make kind of contact with people and to connect with people.
Do you think this kind of experience will kind of somehow feed into your work and maybe influence it?
I hope so, very much. I don't know about influence. I think it will lie parallel to the work, because in a sense my hour hopefully will engage with the idea of the site. The idea of the monument is kind of too strong. It overwrites the idea of this space, this place being interesting, the interactions, the people that kind of move through this space every single day, those are the kind of things that interest me. So it's quite difficult to be up there, because the relationship is kind of shifted and it's changed. It's more performing outwards than kind of being in the centre of it and kind of understanding what is the habitus of that place, how does that place work. So it kind of works in a very different way. So I kind of see it existing kind of parallel, but certainly kind of feeding into and kind of having influences, and certainly something we will talk about kind of in our writing or our kind of work. It'll be there.
What initially made you get into kind of performance work and inspired you? I mean, I know that's quite a big question.
Through my studies, through being coming across some incredible practitioners and teachers, being kind of interested in, I think a lot of people that go to do drama and theatre performance want to be actors, but something, depending on the course that you go to, something happens along the way. It certainly did for me and for my research partner. Something happened along the way to radically kind of reassess what we thought we were.
And what do you think that thing was?
I think it's being kind of influenced by the material that's kind of fed to us, and that's why we are both teachers, we're both lecturers at university, we've both recognised that we've kind of taken out and kind of put back in. It's kind of very it's very important to us. Kind of feed that back in, but performance for me is how it changes the space, because I work in sight, I work in non-theatrical spaces. It's what can performance do in spaces rather than how it can be seen. So how can it kind of initial, how can it start to unpick what that space is, even for a moment? It doesn't have to be kind of a radical shift.
What does Gormley's other work say to you as well, as a kind of artist? What does it say to you?
I am interested in kind of his body as opposed to other people's body in his work. I particularly like Blind Light, that sense of that you are kind of released of the body. The idea of his physicality is very intriguing in his work. And I kind of wish he kind of would push that. There's kind of a sense that he kind of shields that, and I think he should put that kind of forward more. The idea that his body is central to his work. I think his stronger pieces for me are kind of where his body's kind of center of it, or the idea of the body is erased altogether, or is in kind of some kind of flux. The idea of what the body can be.
I mean, I think it's really interesting. Recently, the last couple of years, he's been getting, you know, others involved in his work, rather than it solely being about himself, you know,
indeed,
his own body. But I mean, how do you think about that? I mean, is that? I mean, I just think, as an artist, he's now including, you know, others, where it was kind of a personal.
I struggle with the idea of kind of him being at the centre of it. I think, him using the other bodies. There's a kind of a sense that I think he. I don't know. There's some kind of tension in me between kind of using other people's bodies, but him being very much at the centre of it.
And would you say it kind of gives a good representation? I mean, it's been marked as a portrait of, you know, Britain. Would you agree with that? Do you think it gives a good representation?
I think the possibilities for it are fascinating. I think it'll be looked at and talked about for a very long time. Whether it works in the way that he wants it to work is another question. I'm not sure about that.
And then just finally, just any fears or hopes, expectations?
I'm just going to experience it and hopefully enjoy it, I think, yes. Like my time slot between 7 and 8, it's a very interesting time. The light's interesting here, although I'm going to be blindfolded, so I won't be able to see it, but it's a fascinating place. I look forward to being up there.
Did the time also kind of, was that kind of a decider of what you were going to kind of carry out?
I think that everything about the site, the space, the light, the time, all has kind of an effect. Where we are, kind of in the process of it, kind of sort of towards the middle of it. Yeah, these all have kind of effects, and kind of my thinking of what I'm going to do up there. Yes.
That's fascinating. Well, that's great. Well, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.